This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon to you high school volleyball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Northmont High School. It's the Division IV regional finals in volleyball featuring St. Henry and Fort Loramie. One thing for sure, Chuck McBee, the Redskins will win.
That's going to be a Redskin day here, and somebody in red's going to win, too.
Fort Loramie with a mark of 21-6 on the year. St. Henry with a mark of 20-6 on the year. Both triumphant, of course, on Thursday in the regional semifinal to get here in this regional final competition this afternoon. Fort Loramie victorious over Rushi in three, 25-19, 13-21. St. Henry lost the opening set to Jackson Center, 25-21, and then reeled off three in a row, 25-21, 15, and 12. For St. Henry, Chloe Gels had 16 kills. Claire Wendell had 9. Brianna Seifring had 10. Lauren Beike, 6 assists. Seifring, 6 assists. Lydia Worling, how about this? 41 assists. She was a magician all wow. over the floor yeah. for St. Henry on Thursday night. For the Fort Loramie girls, balance. That was the name of the game. Jada Dries, 11 kills. Ava Schultes had 8. Skylar Albers had 7. Summer Hoying had 6. Katrina Burning, easy for me to say, had 5. In digs, Riley Heitkamp, 11. Colleen Brandy, we had 4 aces. Total team performance by Fort Loramie on Thursday night. We'll hear from both head coaches, 15-year mentor John Rogers of Fort Loramie and 6-year head coach Tricia Rosenbeck of St. Henry. The winner of this match here today advances on to a state semifinal at 4 o'clock on Thursday. 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Perfect day.
At Wright State University. The state championship in volleyball would be at 1 on Saturday. And the winner of this match plays the Monroeville-Wellsville region winner.
Never heard of either one.
Monroeville has had a pretty good tradition last 8 or 10 years. Wellsville, an upstart program. Monroeville certainly the favorite. But again, that's the schedule next week. The winner of this match plays on Thursday at 1, or I should say Thursday at 4. Thursday at 4 in the state semifinal at Wright State University. The championship match would be Saturday at 1 o'clock. St. Henry trying to do something here today that it's already done twice this year. They've beaten 2 teams 3 times this season. Winning over Ottawa-Glandorf and Fort Recovery, 3 matches in succession. St. Henry's beaten Fort Loramie twice already this year, 3-0 and 2-0. St. Henry attempts to beat Fort Loramie for a third time. Don't know who the pressure's on. 7 state championships in volleyball for St. Henry. Are they being pushed to win another? Fort Loramie has had trouble going through the MAC in regional play. Are they shouldering more of the pressure? Certainly the opening set, very critical here this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure who's got the most pressure. I think each team in their own way has pressure. They're going to have the jitters to start. You got to make sure that you serve well. You got to make sure you receive well. And those two things, and you're right. But I think it's more important for Loramie to win that first one because St. Henry has been down 3 straight matches, down 2-0, down 2-1, and down 1-0. So I think if Loramie loses the first one, you know, it might be good for him. Maybe St. Henry won't know what to do with the lead.
Yeah, St. Henry has earned come-from-behind victories in the district semifinals and finals over Marion Local and Fort Recovery, trailing in each of those 2 matches, and then was down 1-0 to Jackson Center on Thursday night. We talked to head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie during practice yesterday at Fort Loramie High School, and he was elated with the victory over Rushi to win the rubber match over the Raiders this year. Fort Loramie won 2 matches of the 3.
And who would have thought you'd win in 3 straight sets? You knew you had a good club and a very good chance to beat the Raiders, but 3 sets straight, how about that?
Yeah, congratulations to my seniors. I mean, my leadership on the floor last night was tremendous. They went out there, they led by example, they led with verbal cues, they led with their attitudes, on the court, off the court, communication, they did what seniors were supposed to do last night, and that just kind of spurred on the younger players to go right with them, and that's how we do things here at Loramie. Sometimes the seniors are providing the leadership and everybody else just gets in line and does what the expectations are.
They talk about several of your ladies who played extremely well last night. The club exhibited terrific balance, I call it.
Yeah, I just commented on Colleen, a senior setter for us, who, you know, was running our offense half the time out there, and her communication with her hitters was just tremendous. And it has been for quite a while, but it's really coming alive now, and you know, she really knows how to communicate with them. And then, you know, Riley and Ava and Brooke and Jada just had tremendous matches across the board. Just so happy with what they did out there last night. And I think they're really feeling confident going into Saturday.
Was it your best match of the year or one of your top two or three of the season?
Volleyball-wise, maybe not. We made a lot of mistakes last night.
Okay.
But I think it was our best match as far as being able to let go of that mistake and moving on to the next point.
Okay.
Not giving up runs to the opponent. I think it was our best match in that regard.
Yep. Hey, talk about the play of your servers in general. Multiple aces. You kept Rushi off balance. They sprayed passes off the mark left and right. You really had them on the run the entire evening.
Serving's a mental game. First of all, being able to serve aggressively at that level in that emotional moment. And then also, you know, knowing who to pick on the other side. You can see it on their face over there, because it is that game that's, you know, it can be such an emotional situation to serve receive as well. But, you know, we work incredibly hard on our serving, and, you know, it's just something you see them every day in here. You can hear it in the background. It just goes on nonstop.
Sure, sure. Volleyball's not like basketball. It's not girl guarding girl, boy guarding boy. But you've learned something for sure from having played St. Henry. Two matches already this season. Can you develop a little short, this is what we've got a to-do list and improve upon from the first two matches in order to be right there at the finish against St. Henry?
Yeah, I mean, we played them in the first day of the year, and we played them the last day of the regular season. So, you know, we have a good measuring stick of where we are, but this is the next season, and we've improved greatly just since the end of the season. You know, you get in here in the postseason, you can get a lot of reps, you can work on some things specifically, and I think that's helped us out tremendously, because we have so many options and so many opportunities with these players, and so many young players that are just continuing to improve. You know, these last few weeks have just been night and day for a few of them, and so I'm excited to play them for a third time. I mean, you know, this time of the year, there's eight teams left in Division IV, and they're all good, and it's all solid, and it's going to be some great volleyball.
Head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie, his club is playing extremely well. He would not go out on a limb and say Thursday was his very best match of the season, but he put it right up there. I think he's waiting for the verdict here today against St. Henry. The other Redskins, the one from Mercer County, defeated Jackson Center 3-1 on Thursday night. Tricia Rosenbeck, sixth-year head coach, comments on her team's fine comeback after dropping set number one to the Tigers, and then St. Henry settled in and adjusted.
I think it's just getting used to the court, getting used to playing in that environment, in that setting. Playing in a regional semifinal match was new to a lot of my girls. They've never had that experience before. So, you know, just kind of settling into the match.
Sure, sure. Then the message between set one and set two becomes what?
It stays aggressive. You know, we were aggressive that first set, but a lot of things just weren't falling our way. You know, balls were being hit out of bounds by inches. Like, some of them, I'm like, that had to be in. Like, I don't even know how that's out. My husband told me, he was sitting on the end line, and the line judge was very accurate with all of his calls. So he said that they were, you know, out by like an inch. So the message was just, you know, stay aggressive. Things will start falling our way, and they did.
And Wendell and Gels were superb.
Oh, absolutely. Claire Wendell played a great match last night. You know, she was putting balls away, especially when we were struggling there in the first match. I think she was one who was putting balls on the court and kind of kept us in that first set.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Gels had a rough first set. A lot of her balls, like I said, were going out by inches, and she just stuck with it and stayed aggressive, and she ended the game with 16 kills. So that's 16 kills in three sets, and she really started to bring it on there those last three sets, and helped us pull away.
At Jackson Center, a formidable foe from Shelby County, a team that you said a few minutes ago, you likened to maybe Versailles in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Yes, absolutely. Jackson Center is a great volleyball team. I just think they have a wonderful outside, and so does Versailles. They're very aggressive. They were aggressive at the service line as well. And then they picked up a lot of balls defensively. They never backed down. So, yeah, Kim has a great ball team over there. And I thought that we were lucky that we stayed aggressive and were able to come away with a victory.
And now the task becomes beating Fort Loramie for a third match this season.
Absolutely. It's hard to beat a team three times in a season. We were able to already in OG and Fort Recovery. So we're going in with confidence. Again, we're going to stay aggressive. And, I mean, we know that we can do it. I just watched the game this morning, our last Fort Loramie game, and we played really, really well. So we're going to look at what we did there, and hopefully we can copy that for Saturday.
And you had the advantage of winning the first match in the regional semifinal. You could watch Fort Loramie play in match number two.
Yep, we stayed, my assistant and I stayed and watched them play a very good Rushi team. Both teams were very athletic, and Fort Loramie played outstanding volleyball last night. So, I think that it's going to be a tough match, but again, it's something, if we stay aggressive, if we play our game, I think we can come away with victory.
This St. Henry volleyball roster includes a number of standouts. St. Henry's Brianna Seifring was awarded first team honors in District 8. Teammate Lydia Whirling earned second team. Grace Lange was named honorable mention in District 9. Ava Schultes of Fort Loramie was a first team player and was voted player of the year in District 9. Her coach, John Rogers, garnered coach of the year honors in District 9. Riley Heitkamp, voted to the first team. Summer Hoying was selected to the second team. Jackson Center and Rushi, which bowed out in tournament play on Thursday night, finished with records as follows. Rushi 16-11, Jackson Center 20-6. The Tigers, by the way, had eight seniors: Ava Winter, Gabrielle Woolley, Kieran Yarkoski, Elena Platfoot, Morgan Kipker, Grace Woolley, Shia Akers, and Sarah Clark. Three seniors for Rushi: Lucy Tumbush, Bailey Pullman, and Leanne York. A core of outstanding experienced players return next year for both programs. Jackson Center and Rushi should be mighty strong once again in 2022 volleyball. The opening of this match here this afternoon between Fort Loramie and St. Henry for the Southwest Regional Championship will start in just about 4 minutes or so. Again, the winner advances on to a state semifinal at 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon at Wright State University against the Monroeville-Wellsville winner. So many thanks here today to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors, with us specifically for Fort Loramie Games only: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection; AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice; Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again; Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture LaCalEquipmentCenter.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. New underwriting sponsors the last few months here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrushealth.com. That's VICTRESS. VictrusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Should be a very exciting matchup coming in just a couple of minutes. It's Fort Loramie versus St. Henry. A lot of red and white adorned on people's bodies here at Northmont today. Red and some black.
A little more black crossed away for Fort Loramie.
Yep, and plenty of red and white down below us from St. Henry. Again, during the regular season, St. Henry victorious twice over Fort Loramie. 2-0 and 3-0. In fact, that second match ended the regular season at Fort Loramie, and St. Henry won it 3-0. As we noted previously, St. Henry has already beaten two opponents three times this year, Fort Recovery and Ottawa Glandorf. I'd like to note for you the players we'll be talking about frequently here at the very outset of our match tonight, or I should say this afternoon, for St. Henry, Chloe Gels, Grace Lange, Claire Wendell, Lydia Whirling, Carly Winter, Brianna Seifring, Raya Busher, Lauren Tiemann. Those two come in readily for Fort Loramie. Your opening half dozen, Riley Heitkamp, Tata Trees, Colleen Brandewey, Katrina Burning, Skylar Albers, Summer Hoying. Seeing plenty of action in this match today. Will be, I forgot to mention Ava Schultz. How could I do that?
Yeah, she's one you may want to mention.
Yes. Danny Barhorst, or I should say Jenna Barhorst, came in off the bench, performed extremely well yesterday, as did Avery Brandewey, just a freshman. Brooke Holdhouse will also see plenty of action here today. We'll return with the opening serve, first point of this match. It is Fort Loramie against St. Henry, Division IV Regional Championship from here at Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The athletic sports programs at Fort Loramie have enjoyed an excellent fall so far. Boys golf team, a district appearance, Adam Ballas, a three-time SCAL Player of the Year. Girls golf rewrote the record books, team record for 9 and 18 hole scores. Best overall record, by the way, in program history, turned in by the girls golf team. First state appearance in 25 years for girls golf at Fort Loramie. Volleyball, Shelby County Athletic League champs, 14 straight district titles in the regional championship here again today against St. Henry. Boys cross country, SCAL district and regional champs. A state appearance for the boys cross country team. I need an update on the performance by cross country here today. Hopefully somebody will send that to me. And of course the football team is hosting, or I should say hosted last week, a first round playoff encounter, defeated Springfield Catholic, and tonight the Fort Loramie football team plays a second round game at Marion Local. And of course the girls cross country team was second in regional action last week. Hopefully we'll get an update from someone on boys and girls performances in cross country this weekend. Right now, starting lineups down on the floor being introduced. Chuck, this should be an exciting match. Momentum in volleyball. Wow. It can swing timeout to timeout.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you get two timeouts, and boy, do you have to be strategic with those, because if you use them early, sometimes you need them late and they're not there. So it's really kind of, the coach has got to be very careful on when they use those timeouts.
And I think you'll get a feel early on for who's digging, who's passing comfortably, accurately up right to the front line.
Well, my money's on Riley Heitkamp to be digging the entire afternoon.
I had so much fun yesterday at practices by both teams. I told Riley, I said, outlined on the floor at Northmont is your body from where you hit the deck about 5 or 6 times to create digs. You are actually on the hardwood, and if you went to Northmont and look closely, you would see the frame of your body on the court. And she said, Jack, I want to see those.
Get some pictures.
And then I told the St. Henry girls, who were out by an inch or two at the outset of the match against Jackson Center repeatedly, I told them, I said, you know what? The court at Northmont is about 2 inches less wide than your court here in St. Henry. And they looked at me, and I said, yeah, see this board inside the white stripe on your floor? That board is where the white stripe was at Northmont. And they said, you're kidding.
And they were right.
Here we go. Fort Loramie is in black, white numerals, red trim. St. Henry is in the red, red jerseys, black shorts, and white numerals for St. Henry. And we can discern numerals on the backs of these players, except when the ponytails get in the way.
I'm going to make a rule next year.
Numbers on the front are a little tricky to see. Opening serve by St. Henry. Fort Loramie, serve, receive, kill attempt at the net by Fort Loramie's threes, gotten back by St. Henry, and then the Redskins make a faulty pass to the front line, and St. Henry notches the first point of this match.
That was a nice dig by Heitkamp, but she couldn't get it up high enough for them to make a play.
Here is a serve by St. Henry. It goes to the back line of Fort Loramie. Ava Shouldis goes to the boundary, tries to get her fingertips underneath it to lift it to a teammate. Can't do it. And St. Henry's off to a good start. Excellent serve.
Yeah, she let that get into her body. That doesn't happen to Ava very often.
And it's Lauren Beike, the defensive specialist, or is it Grace Lange, serving here at the outset. At any rate, a couple of fine serves to begin. And here's a shot by Fort Loramie from about 15 feet away from the net. A line driver hits the net cord, doesn't climb over. Three easy points at the start for St. Henry.
That's Lange, and I tell you what, she's a very good server.
She sure is. And Grace Lange fires this one a bit long. You hexed her.
I did the same thing to Colleen Brandewey the other night. Twice I said, boy, is she on a roll, and then she hit it into the net.
Fort Loramie serving down 3-1 at the beginning. On your phone or computer screen, as you use your imagination, Fort Loramie is advancing the ball from right to left. St. Henry from left to right. Serve Redskins. Serve receive whirling of St. Henry. And here's a tip back at the net by Fort Loramie at Summer Hoeing. Did she break the plane up above?
She hit it out.
It was a little wide. It was close. Didn't go in. Rally scoring. Point St. Henry. Fort Loramie had a shot at a point right there, but the ball landed a couple inches wide left of the stripe.
Yeah, we got Raya Busher now serving left-handed.
Oh, Raya swings into one, windmilling the left arm around. Fort Loramie manages to recover. Back edge of the floor. Three hits St. Henry. Last one up front by Claire Wendell. Dug off the floor nicely by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Kill attempt to the net by Katrina Burning. No, St. Henry gets it back. And then Fort Loramie in the middle of the floor steers one in. Albers. Skylar Albers, who played exceedingly well on Thursday, not just that point, to make it 4-2 in favor of St. Henry.
I made this point at the last game. Albers got so much confidence at the end of the basketball season. I think it's coming over.
And here is a service ace by Fort Loramie. Well done, Brooke Holdhouse. Bumbles one through down the right side. 4-3. St. Henry in the lead by one. Holdhouse on the run up. Big leap. She clouts it over the net. St. Henry with a little tip shot up front. And it's tipped right back and over to Jada Dries. And then a kill by St. Henry. Brianna Seifring pounded one home to make it 5-3. St. Henry in the lead. Back line service coming. Claire Wendell of St. Henry. Powers one, middle of the floor. Redskins, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Heitkamp. Here's a kill attempt at the net by St. Henry. The shot is steered to the near side of the floor, and it's on the line. Wow, beautifully done by Chloe Gels, who sparkled on Thursday for St. Henry in the win over Jackson Center.
I think we got Seifring serving.
Brianna,
see the back of her.
Brianna Seifring glides ahead. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Here's a set near side for Ava Shouldis, gotten back by St. Henry. 1, 2, 3 hits. Kill attempt, far wing, but Carly Winter. Here's Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last one is dumped in by Ava Shouldis. She dropped it in front of the front line of St. Henry.
Did a nice job using her left hand that time and finding the open spot on the floor.
Sure did. 6-4, St. Henry up 2. Fort Loramie serving. It is Claire Wendell to Grace Lange for St. Henry. She lost one to the back line of Fort Loramie. And then Fort Loramie kill attempt up front off the fingertips of a St. Henry player.
Katrina Burning.
Burning records the point for Fort Loramie, which is within one at 6-5. Fort Loramie serving at Skylar Albers. Skylar windmills the arm. Nice serve received by Busher of St. Henry. Block attempt at the net by Ava Shouldis of Fort Loramie. Nearly a point. Good recovery by St. Henry's Seifring. Here is Fort Loramie setting near side for Shouldis. Pushes one over. St. Henry right back with the block. Great rally underway here. 6-5 St. Henry. Fort Loramie sprawling on the floor with the save. Shouldis knocks one to the back line. Fine recovery by St. Henry. Good block at the net by Fort Laurier. 1, 2, 3 hits by St. Henry. Terrific rally in motion at the moment. Fort Laramie with 3 hits. The third is up and over. Man, this is spectacular regional championship volleyball at the moment. Point St. Henry.
That's Gels again, boy. She had a match Thursday, and she's picking up where she left off.
Chloe Gels for St. Henry. 7-5 lead. Won't refer to either team by the nickname. Redskins. Each one, of course, the Redskins. St. Henry serving. Here's a set near side for Ava Shoulders. Wow. It's a great shot, but somehow St. Henry goes way off the floor to get it back. Little dumper by Shoulders near side with the left-hand push. St. Henry, fine recovery. Claire Wendell, Brianna Seifring with a kill attempt. Fort Laramie gets it back. Another phenomenal rally. Players all over the hardwood making saves. 3 hits St. Henry. Here's a kill middle of the floor. It is tried on the play by Maya Antrop. Blocked back by Fort Laramie, then blocked right back in a point on the play by Chloe Gels of St. Henry.
That's 2 incredible rallies in a row.
Yep. Exceptional play by Gels. Both teams on their games. 3-point lead, St. Henry, 8-5. Here's Ava Shoulders trying a kill around the antenna, down the left side of the floor. Oh, it missed by an inch. It's out. St. Henry 9, Fort Laramie 5. Timeout Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Now 14 very exciting points. A little bit of a slow start as St. Henry jumped out 4-1. And since that point in time, the 9 points have gone this way. 5 St. Henry, 4 Fort Laramie. And we've had some lengthy rallies. Again, the winner of this match today plays in a state semifinal on Thursday at 4 at Wright State University against the Monroeville-Wellsville winner. Here is St. Henry serving from way down to her left. And the shot is long. It carries a bit heavy. A foot beyond the boundary at the back edge of the court. And Fort Laramie will take it. 9-6 St. Henry. Up 3. Who's this serving for Fort Laramie, Chuck?
That's a Colleen Brandwee.
I thought that's who it was.
And I'm not going to say anything about her serving today.
And she knocks it down the right side of the floor. Busher goes to the hardwood to dig it. Then here's a block attempt of Fort Laramie. Recovery by St. Henry, which almost went to the bleachers. Here's a little dumper right side by Fort Laramie. St. Henry very alert. And both Redskins are on their games here today. Here's a cross-court angle shot by Ava Schultes. It's good. It's on the line.
That was touched.
It might have gotten the fingertip of a St. Henry player. Ball could have wound up out, but as a result of the St. Henry deflection, point Fort Laramie. 9-7, St. Henry leads. Colleen Brandwee, line drive serve. Busher, back set for a teammate, yells. Good shot. Fort Laramie recovers. Ava Shoulders goes deep. Back line, it's Lange. Up front to Seifrin. Good dig off the floor by Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. And here's another attempted save by Fort Laramie. That shot was fumbled by Seifrin. Fort Laramie couldn't handle it. 10-7, St. Henry. St. Henry serving down to her left. It's Lydia Whirling. St. Henry in front, 10-7. Here's the run-up. Serve to the back line. Set middle of the floor for Fort Laramie. Shot good by the Redskins. Jada Dries slammed one home. She spiked it through the St. Henry defense. And it's 10-8. St. Henry up 2.
She had a terrific match on Thursday.
Sure did. as Fort Loramie displayed very good balance. Serve, Fort Loramie, serve, receive, St. Henry. 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which is by Gels. And then Fort Loramie retaliates. Summer Hoing tips it up and over. Right at the foot of a frontline player for St. Henry. St. Henry thought Hoing was going to wind up and drill that one. She didn't. Little change of pace. 10-9. Fort Loramie down one. Here's Lange, middle of the floor for St. Henry. Much too long. Mustard on that one.
Hit it hard.
Oh, yeah. But didn't get the sink on it. It landed a good 4 or 5 feet beyond the end line, and we're tied up at 10. Ava Scholta serves down the right side. St. Henry back set for Lydia Werling, and it is blocked back by Fort Loramie. Point, Redskins of Fort Loramie.
Good little run going here by Fort Loramie Redskins.
11-10 on the shot by Burning. Ava Scholtis with the service. Fort Loramie up a point. Here is a back set. Middle of the floor. Shot attempt by Antrop. Recovery nicely by Fort Loramie, which sends it from the right side of the floor into the corner of the court. And it is ruled good.
Yep, said it was touched.
Again, it landed off the floor by inches, but a slight deflection by St. Henry. And Fort Loramie, once down 10-7, has reeled off 5 in a row. St. Henry gets a timeout. 12-10, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics after 55 years. Family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress to support our growth. We're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. And as so often happens, Chuck, after the timeout, the team that called the timeout re-energizes and earns a point quickly.
That was Gels on the kill again. She's terrific.
Chloe Gels with a big point, and then the succeeding serve by St. Henry has got too much clout behind it. It's no good. Off the end of the floor, 13-11 for Loramie.
That was Gels again. She was still pumped up from the kill the time before, I think.
I think so. You're right. Riley Heitkamp on the service for Fort Loramie. Oh, she's got that sink on it. She had that top spin, and St. Henry muffed it. Couldn't pass it well to the front line. 14-11, Fort Loramie. Heitkamp serving. Here's the run-up. Pounds one to the back of the floor. 1, 2, 3 hits by St. Henry. The last by Antrop is good. It's a foot inside the stripe on the far side of the court to make it 14-12.
Loramie chose to let that go, thinking it might be out, but they couldn't have played it anyway. So that was just an outstanding shot. Good position on the floor.
Here is Lange. Run up, serve. St. Henry dug off the floor. Ava Scholtis back set for Dries. She goes down the right side. St. Henry. Nice retrieve. Here's a set near side for Winner. She hums one over for St. Henry. 3 hits Fort Loramie. Back set far side of the floor. Gels blocked back. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Point, Fort Loramie.
That was Albers. That was a heck of a block.
That was the block of this set for sure. Stirring shot by Albers. 15-12. Fort Loramie in the lead by 3. Redskins of Fort Loramie serving down the right side of the floor. Here's a set for Gels of St. Henry. She goes cross court. Good recovery by Heitkamp. middle of the floor, Ava Shoulders, a little touch shot, gotten back by St. Henry. Wow, a windmill shot up front, a spike. Excellent.
That was Brianna Seifring.
Seifring had so much power behind that shot, Chuck. It went right through both hands of a Fort Loramie girl who attempted to dig it.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, Seifring and Winner are hard to tell apart.
They sure are. Both with high-level skills. And here's an excellent service, an ace by St. Henry to make it 15-14.
And that's Busher on the serve. That was a nice serve.
Yes, well done by Raya. St. Henry back within a point. The left-hand serving artist. Here is Fort Loramie with a pass from the back row up front. Little tip shot. Tipped right back by St. Henry. Easy pickings. Point St. Henry. And we are now at 15. All knotted up.
They got a nice run after their timeout.
Busher serve. Sailing. It's strong. No good. Long off the edge of the court. 16-15 Fort Loramie. As a result of rally scoring, you earn a point when the other club misserves, of course. Didn't used to be the case.
That made the sport a million times better.
For certain. Fort Loramie up a point. St. Henry serve, receive. Here is Chloe Gels driving one to the back line. It is near the line. It's very close. It's ruled a little bit long. Ooh, that was tight.
And I'll tell you, Holthouse started to reach for it, put her hand back, and then looked at the official to make sure he didn't think she touched it.
That was tight. Point awarded to Fort Loramie, which responds with a service error. It's strong off the end of the floor. Each team with a poor serve here in the last moment or so. It's 17-16. Fort Loramie up one. Opening set. Here is the serve by Antrop of St. Henry. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Nearly blown communication up front, but Fort Loramie gets it across. Here's St. Henry driving one to the back line. Chloe Gels powered one. Three hits from Fort Loramie, the last by Heitkamp from 10 feet away. And here's a kill attempt by St. Henry, and it blows Fort Loramie away.
Gels again. Boy, does she have a nice swing on that ball.
Chloe Gels, who paced St. Henry on Thursday over Jackson Center, has tied this first set up at 17-17. St. Henry serving. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Set near side for Shoulders, who goes to St. Henry's back line. St. Henry, little touch shot at the net. Fort Loramie's alert. It comes back to Ava Shoulders. Shoulders with an angle shot deflected over by St. Henry.
That was Winner. She just barely got a hand on it, but it was enough to knock it down on their side of the net.
Outstanding play by St. Henry's Winner. Beautifully done, and St. Henry earns the lead of 18-17. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Heitkamp is fumbled short, hit the net, dropped down harmlessly. St. Henry ahead but two, 19-17. St. Henry on a roll. Timeout Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our outstanding underwriting sponsors, including Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, and Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Plus, Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center in Greenville, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Myers Tavern in Botkins, Riemann Drywall in Anna, and Stephen Ted's in Anna, an HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. Well, after the Fort Loramie timeout, St. Henry sustains the momentum with a cheap point to go up 20-17, and then a service miscue by Whirling of St. Henry, and it's 22-18. St. Henry 5 points away from taking set number one. Fort Loramie serving down the left side. Here's a set, middle of the floor for St. Henry's Whirling. Drives it to Fort Loramie's back line. St. Henry nearly with a communication error. And then a shot up front by St. Henry into the middle of Fort Loramie's defense. Carly Winter notches it for St. Henry. There was an area that Fort Loramie simply did not have covered. And Carly Winter took advantage. 21-18 St. Henry. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Redskins back line. Quinn Shouldis knocks it to the front line. Quinn in off the bench. 1, 2, 3 hits. No, the third hit by St. Henry not made. They did not convert. The ball fell to the hardwood. 21-19.
Yeah, they looked at each other and all of them let it drop.
Fort Loramie serving down two late in set number one. Regional championship, Division IV volleyball here at Northmont. Brandewey serving down the right side for Fort Loramie. St. Henry, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last of which by Gels is a beauty, or is it out, Chuck?
I don't know if they called a touch or not. It looks like they did.
Sure did. Deflection Fort Loramie. Ball landed out. That was because of the deflect. Chloe Gels, a lot of oomph on that shot. 22-19, St. Henry by three. St. Henry within three of taking the first set. Lydia Whirling on the serve. Fort Loramie players hit the deck. Jada Dries with a kill. It's a good one. And St. Henry, 1, 2, 3, a fourth hit. Good shot by Jada Dries. 22-20. St. Henry up two. Fort Loramie serving. Ava Shouldis ready to stride forward. Some big points coming up here. Ava hits the top of the net. Oh, it climbs up and over. And then St. Henry, a miraculous save. St. Henry gets it back. Rally underway. What a start to this point. Here's Ava Shouldis back line, falling to the floor. Gets it up and over. Deep shot, Fort Loramie to Lange of St. Henry. Cross court, it goes to Seifring. Her kill attempt gotten back by Fort Loramie. Heck of a rally here at 22-20 St. Henry. Third shot, St. Henry up front. Claire Wendell got it.
That was a good rally. And boy, Wendell did a nice job. She found the back of that corner.
23-20 in favor of St. Henry. Serving now for St. Henry is Lauren Robinette. She fires one over to Riley Heitkamp. Here's a back set for Jada Dries. She swings, gets it over. St. Henry back set, far side of the floor for Gels. Riley Heitkamp with the dig in the corner. Up front it goes to Fort Loramie. Kill attempt, Redskins. Try the summer hoeing, gotten back by St. Henry. Ball flying all over the floor. St. Henry's Robinette hits the net cord. Trying to push it over from 10 feet away. Point Fort Loramie. 23-21. St. Henry up two. Heitkamp serving for Fort Loramie. Goes to Lange back line. Lange's pass is awkward, but St. Henry gets it up and over. Little drop shot by Fort Loramie. St. Henry is in the netting. Violation. 23-22. St. Henry up one. First set going right to the wire. And a timeout is called. Back in a moment. 1 point lead, St. Henry. 23-22, Fort Loramie serving on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Our sponsors for Fort Loramie games specifically here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie serving down a point, 23-22, St. Henry in the lead. Riley Heitkamp windmills the arm, service underway, serve received, St. Henry. Shot to the back line. Ava Shoulders has it for Fort Loramie. Cross court attempt to Summerhoing. Back set, St. Henry. Kill at the net by St. Henry. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. We're tied at 23.
Summerhoing went up and did a great job of blocking that shot.
Summerhoing with a super block. Anybody's set now. We're even up at 23. Here is Lange, back line for St. Henry. Up front to a teammate. Kill is good by Claire Wendell. Wow, did she ever blast that one. Claire Wendell. Big time spike. Set point, St. Henry. Up 24-23. St. Henry serving from left to right. It is up and over. Summerhoing to the front line. Comes right back to Summer for a kill attempt that rolls across the net. St. Henry retrieves. Here's a shot by St. Henry, far side of the floor. Fort Loramie goes scrambling after it and gets it. St. Henry, one, two, three hits. A little shot at the net by Gels, and Gels went into the netting. She scored the point. But her left shoulder touched the bottom of the net as she was flipping it up and over the net cord, and we are even at 24. You got to win by two. 24-24. Fort Loramie serving. It is down the right side of the floor. No good. Long. It missed the mark. 25-24, St. Henry. The nerves being felt at the moment. St. Henry receives a gift on the service error by Fort Loramie. St. Henry with set point. Riley Heitkamp back line. Here's a set right side of the floor. The shot by Fort Loramie. A kill attempt is no good. It's long. Oh, it just missed. Colleen Brandewee tried it. It sailed off the end of the floor. No good. And St. Henry victorious in set one over Fort Loramie. 26-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're We're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Northmont. St. Henry has just won set number one in thrilling fashion, 25-23. It was a seesaw initial set, and it went back and forth. St. Henry a winner. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. The key building components for these two volleyball teams here right now as we approach set number two are as follows. St. Henry wants to continue feeding Claire Wendell and Chloe Gels. Those two, along with Brianna Seifering, are at the tops of their games. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has got to dig down in and provide that mental fortitude and toughness to withstand that first set victory by St. Henry. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency and cannot be beat. Well, first point, second set earned by St. Henry, which enjoys a 1-0 lead over Fort Loramie. St. Henry responds, giving Fort Loramie a point with a long serve, and we're 1-1 in the second set, just underway, after St. Henry took the opener in very entertaining fashion, 25-23. It was a terrific initial set here today in this regional championship. Fort Loramie serving, blocked back at the net. Yes, it's a point by St. Henry's Claire Wendell. Wendell or Winner, one of the two on that front line, Chuck.
They were both over there. Let's give them each a half.
2-1, St. Henry in the lead. Carly Winner will serve here for St. Henry, which is attired in the red with black shorts. Fort Loramie, black top to bottom, white numerals outlined in red. Here's a cross-court shot by Fort Loramie. Yes, beautifully done. That was Ava Schultz, I think, of the cross-court.
Oh, sorry, Hoing.
My mistake, it wasn't 2, it was 20. Summer Hoing, brilliant shot, angled at cross-court into the far corner. And Summer's point evens this up at 2-2. St. Henry enjoying a one-set advantage. We are at the outset of set number two in the regional championship. Serve received by St. Henry. Drop shot at the net, but Gels gotten back by Fort Loramie's Ava Schultz. Good recovery by St. Henry's Seifering. Another kill attempt near side by Ava Schultz. Recovery by St. Henry. And here's a shot from the other side of the floor, and it's whipped in. Wow.
Seifering.
Good mustard on that one from Seifering. She sailed it from near the antenna on the far side to the lower right corner of Fort Loramie's half court, and it's 3-2 in favor of St. Henry, which won the opening set by a count of 25-23. Here is St. Henry sprawling on the floor, trying to dig it is Lange, can't get to it. Point Fort Loramie, Ava Schultz, tied at 3. Evened up at 3. Fort Loramie with the serve. It is pounded into St. Henry's half of the court. Gotten back on the play by Lange. And then Fort Loramie tips it near the antenna, far side of the floor. Yes, Fort Loramie earns the point.
Trying to catch a number.
Me too. That might have been...
She needs to turn her just a little bit.
Was it Jenna Barhorst?
It's 37.
Uh-huh. It was Jenna. Beautifully done. 4-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. St. Henry's kill. This side of the floor. It's pounded on the play by Carly Winter. Blocked right back, though, by Fort Loramie. Well done. That front wall. Holdhouse and Summer Hoing provided the barricade. Point Fort Loramie. 5-3 lead. St. Henry set middle of the floor to Gels. Oh, she windmills that arm, and it sails off the shoulder of a Fort Loramie player. Gels and Whirling responsible for that point. 5-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. St. Henry leads it 1-0. Here's Fort Loramie, serve receive, back set near side for Shoulders. She goes cross court and it misses. Just an inch or two wide. Tied at 5.
Boy, psychologically, Loramie needs to win a set.
Oh, yeah.
Because they haven't beaten them yet this year. They're 0-6 now.
Yes. First match of the season between the two, opening weekend of the volleyball campaign. St. Henry won at 2-0. In the final regular season match at St. Henry, or I should say at Fort Loramie on a Saturday, was won by St. Henry 3-0. Point St. Henry after the St. Henry serve. Nice job of Chloe Gels again. 6-5 in favor of St. Henry. Here's the serve on Fort Loramie's side. Wow, good save by Skylar Albers. Swinging, hitting hard is Gels for St. Henry. Gotten back at the net by Fort Loramie's Burning. Here's a shot middle of the floor by St. Henry's Lange. It goes up and over. Fort Loramie flips it back. St. Henry comes right back with a shot. Here's Ava Shoulders going cross court. Got it.
Terrific angle by Ava.
We are all tied up at 6. I said that first set, Chuck, went 25-23. It was actually
26-24.
26-24. St. Henry won but two. 26-24 score, tied at 6 early on. Set number 2, Fort Loramie serving. St. Henry with a kill attempt at the net. Yes, Chloe Gels once more. 7-6, St. Henry. Easier said than done, making someone else on St. Henry beat you.
Yeah.
1 point edge St. Henry early on, second set. St. Henry won the initial one, 26-24. Service error, St. Henry. Lydia Whirling tried to just get it over the top edge of the net, and it clipped the net cord and fell back to the St. Henry side. We're tied up at 7. Ava Shoulders serving for Fort Loramie. Nip and tuck as you would expect. St. Henry with the serve receive. Ball fed to the front line. Claire Wendell knocks it over. Gotten back by Summer Hoing of Fort Loramie. Lange on the return for St. Henry. Fort Loramie up front. Shot good. Well done, I think, by Katrina Burning.
Katrina Burning, yes, sir.
Middle of the floor, Katrina.
Really nice set, but that wasn't an easy set. It was real close to the net.
Burning hammers one in. 8-7, Fort Loramie. Ava Shoulder serving again. Here's the run-up. St. Henry, back set, middle of the floor, Gels, down the left side, on the line, got it. Back set to Gels, she finished it. We're tied up at 8. Raya Buescher, the left-handed swinger, serving here for St. Henry. She stands a good 15 feet off the floor, runs up. And clobbers that one to Fort Loramie's back row. Here's a long cross-court shot attempt by Summer Hoing. A wild one. No good. She misfired. And St. Henry's up 9-8.
They had a good wall set up there, and she had to go around it and just had no angle at all.
Right. Here is Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 hits. St. Henry coming back. Good shot by Claire Wendell to Fort Loramie's back line. Here's a back set by Fort Loramie. Cross-court shot, yes, by the Redskins of Fort Loramie, Jada Dries. Dries earns it to tie it right back up at 9. Riley Heitkamp gets the service honors here for Fort Loramie. She leans into the service. Here's Lange. Cross-court set by St. Henry for Wendell. Fort Loramie, good recovery. Heitkamp middle of the floor to a teammate. Shot attempt, Fort Loramie hits the top of the net and is repelled. 10-9, St. Henry. Better than a third of the way through the second set. St. Henry leads one set to none, taking the first one, 26-24. Good service, St. Henry. A couple of Fort Loramie players go after it, look at each other. Neither one plays it cleanly. Point, St. Henry up 11-9. Lange stepping up to serve for St. Henry. Good sinking action on that. Recovered by Fort Loramie. Back set on the play for Ava Scholtis. And Scholtis windmills that arm a little heavy. It's off the back line. 6 inches strong, 12-9. St. Henry creates some breathing room.
The student section has to go to St. Henry because none of the Fort Loramie football players can be here.
One, two, three hits by Fort Loramie. Here's a serve. I should say a kill. Far side of the floor. Point for Fort Loramie's Dries.
She's pretty good.
Yep, sure is. Jada with a big shot right there, stopping St. Henry's momentum. That was a momentum killer there by Jada Dries. Fort Loramie down 2, 12-10. Oh, a great serve by Jada Dries. That ball dived as it cleared the net and fell at the feet of Wendell of St. Henry. Fort Loramie back within one, 12-11. Dries on the run-up. Here's St. Henry going off the floor to make the recovery. Here's a kill attempt from the far wing and into the net. It's pounded on the play. Lydia Whirling couldn't get the rise, the lift on that shot.
And I'm not saying these teams are even, but it's 38-36 now in the match.
You're so right. 12-12 at near the halfway mark of the second set. Three straight points by Fort Loramie to draw even. Here's Buescher with a line drive, left-hand shot over by St. Henry. Kill attempt by Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. Gotten back by Lange. Here's a back set near side for St. Henry. Shot attempt by Wendell. Good recovery by Fort Loramie. Tip shot at the net by Fort Loramie. Up and over. St. Henry blocks it back and gets the point. Middle of the floor. Well done, Brianna Seyfring. Seyfring on the shot.
Yeah, Heitkamp did an amazing job to keep that ball alive. But then St. Henry had the advantage because they were in scatter.
Yep.
Basketball called scatter court.
Great effort by Fort Loramie's defense, including Riley Heitkamp. Point eventually went to St. Henry. Here's a sinking serve by St. Henry. Fort Loramie goes lunging after it. Cannot get it. 14-12. St. Henry in the lead by two. Remarkable serve by St. Henry. We pick up the numeral of the St. Henry server. Another good one. Fort Loramie gets it back. One, two, three hits. Little drop shot, middle of the floor by Katrina Burning of Fort Loramie. Gotten back by St. Henry. Cross-court kill attempt by Gels. And then it's Summer Hoying at the net. Drilling one over. Blocked right back by St. Henry. And then Fort Loramie sends one to the far end of the floor off the fingertips of Lange of St. Henry. Nice shot, Ava Scholtis.
Ava Scholtis, boy, that was a nice shot.
14-13. Fort Loramie hanging tough, down one after losing set one, 26-24. Here is St. Henry, serve receive. Set middle of the floor, pounded on the play by Carly Winter, blocked right back by Fort Loramie. Three hits St. Henry. Fort Loramie set near side for Scholtis, and she's got it on the back line. Ava Scholtis spot on. 14-14. We're tied. St. Henry the winner in set one, 26-24. Service honors now for Fort Loramie, Skylar Albers. Critical juncture in this set. And for that matter, the match. Albers serves. Back line, St. Henry elects to play it. Second hit goes up and over. Fort Loramie's got a chance. Here's a great shot by St. Henry, far side of the floor. It is good. It's in. Colleen Brandewey pummeled that one off the hands of a St. Henry player, which got out of sync, did St. Henry. And it's 15-14 Fort Loramie. Here's the run-up and the serve by Fort Loramie. St. Henry, back set, middle of the floor, and it's dropped over. Oh, what a clever play by Carly Winter. That was placement. All about positioning.
Yeah, you don't always have to hit it hard to get a point.
Her shot was perfectly spaced right between two Fort Loramie defenders. We're tied at 15. St. Henry serving. Oh, Fort Loramie's dig goes way up into the ceiling here at Northmont and into the first row of the bleachers. And St. Henry creeps back on top by one, 16-15. Timeout, Fort Loramie, down one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
You know, every day, banks do support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Here we go. St. Henry serving up one, 16-15, leading one set to none. Another excellent serve by St. Henry. Fort Loramie on the dig. It goes way up in the air. Third hit from 20 feet away. Up and over finally by Fort Loramie. St. Henry kill attempt by Seifring. Gotten back by Fort Loramie. Ball driven to the back line by Albers. St. Henry with the recovery. No, St. Henry can't return it.
Boy, that was a good job to try to go get it that time.
Yep.
And Albers, that was a good shot.
Nicely done by Albers of Fort Loramie, which had St. Henry on the run. And here's a serve by Fort Loramie. Smack dab into the net court. Tough break.
Yeah, you can't afford to give points away in a match like this.
17-16 St. Henry following the Fort Loramie service miscue. Here is Carly Winter for St. Henry serving. Set near side, Ava Shoulders. Look at that one. Wow, did she hammer that one down. Woo! Ava Shoulders, big time kill at the net. Great set. Ava on the finish. We're tied at 17. One set to none lead St. Henry. Here is Fort Loramie served down the right side of the floor by Colleen Brandewey. Did it catch the line or no? It's out. Well, that's two service errors by Fort Loramie in the last 3 points. St. Henry serving at the moment. It's Lydia Whirling. Fort Loramie with the dig. Here's the set. Near side shoulders. Deflected St. Henry. They cannot retrieve it. Ava's shot too hot to handle. Touched by a St. Henry player, and then two went after it hard for St. Henry. Neither one could track it down on the St. Henry side of the floor. We are at 18, all tied. Here is St. Henry at the net after the Fort Loramie serve. Miscommunication point, Fort Loramie.
Summer Hoying got a nice job of blocking that back where nobody was.
Well done by Summer. She made sure she fisted that one. And it just so happened St. Henry was confused for a split second. 1 point lead Fort Loramie. Here is St. Henry, far side of the floor. Oh, a big point by number five, Claire Wendell. She drilled that one in. She was near the antenna and on a sharp angle exploded on a shot. And Fort Loramie simply could not handle it. We're tied at 19. Here's the run up by Buescher. Here's a serve by Buescher. No good. It missed. Far side of the court, long and wide, both 20 to 19, Fort Loramie. Oh, the jitters being felt at the moment. Some service errors each way. Heitkamp serves for Fort Loramie, which is up one. Here's a set, far side of the floor for St. Henry to Wendell. And then Fort Loramie tries to knock it over from about 15 feet away, and it's in the middle of the netting. And St. Henry gets the point right back to tie it at 20.
The biggest lead is what, maybe 3 points in both sets?
Here is St. Henry with a serve by Buescher. Oh, it's got a lot of spice on it. Too hot to handle. Ava Schultes went after it. It was a liner. It was a laser serve by St. Henry, which earns the point to go up 21-20. Here is Beike serving for St. Henry, the run-up. Big point right here. Summer Hoing digs it far side. Fort Loramie gets it up and over. Three hits St. Henry. Set middle of the floor for winner. Fort Loramie gets it back. St. Henry setting. It is Lydia Whirling. Far side of the floor for Gels, who concludes the rally with a point. 22-20. St. Henry coming up big at crunch time in both sets. Big point here by St. Henry. Oh, the serve is short. Below the top of the net. Didn't climb up and over. Fort Loramie says thank you very much.
Wow, these tight matches are really hard to close out.
Yes, 22-21. St. Henry up a point. Fort Loramie serving down the right side. Here's a back set by St. Henry. Kill attempt by Seifring. Fort Loramie gets it back. Little blooper up and over by Albers. St. Henry with a set. Fort Loramie tries to block at the net and can't get it done.
Yeah, that was Carly Winter again. She's having a nice match.
Carly Winter, little change of pace at the net. 23-21 St. Henry. And I think a timeout has been called. St. Henry up one set to none, winning the initial set 26-24. In front here, 23-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We return to action here at Northmont. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, in answer to your question a few minutes ago about the widest spread, the widest margin in these two sets so far, believe it or not, in set number one, the widest margin was 3 at one point. St. Henry led 12-9. St. Henry won that first set by a score of 26-24. My mistake, it was 10-7. St. Henry at one point in set number one. St. Henry led 12-9 earlier in this set. 23-21. St. Henry with a kill attempt, far side of the floor, blocked back nicely by Burning of Fort Loramie. Another kill attempt by St. Henry. And is it ruled good? It is deflected. Deflected. Carly Winter pounded one, and Fort Loramie could not make the recovery. Deflection is ruled the right call, and it's 24-21. St. Henry going for a second set triumph. Here's Fort Loramie digging off the floor. Heitkamp sets near side for Summer Hoing. Wow. It's a beauty! It's a beauty! Summer Hoing windmilled that arm.
That was her best swing of the match.
Wow. Summer Hoing rifled one down the left side. 24-22. Fort Loramie behind the three. St. Henry took the first set 26-24. It was, as we noted, the biggest margin in these two sets. 3 points. Here's the serve by Fort Loramie, and it is long. It's no good. And St. Henry on set point wins it. Service error, Fort Loramie. and it's 25-22 St. Henry.
Wait a second.
Hold on, hold on. The officials confer, and we've got a change of call?
Yeah, they overruled. I thought it was good.
But is the scoreboard correct? Here's the serve by Fort Loramie, and that one is short. That one is short.
Yeah, they had a replay is what they did because they didn't know. One called it in, one called it out.
Oh.
So they had a reserve.
Well done. Good officiating. Fort Loramie did not convert. Had a chance on the reserve at 24-22 St. Henry. The serve by Fort Loramie was called no good, then good. They reserved, and Fort Loramie with a service error, and St. Henry takes set number two, 25-22, after winning set number one, 26-24, in the Volleyball D4 Regional Championship, championship here at Northmont on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. Two sets to none lead for St. Henry over Fort Loramie. Say it, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. They've got solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big boxes, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Delivery $49, free in-house measurements. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and a Pro Hardware now in Greenville. For information, call Darren Yanks. That's Darren at 937-596-6360. Well, Fort Loramie has now lost in succession seven straight sets to St. Henry over two matches plus, down two sets to none here today in the regional championship. Fort Loramie does garner the opening point here in set three. And here's a fine serve by Fort Loramie. St. Henry cannot make a very good pass on it to the front line. Point Fort Loramie, 2-0 lead.
Well, Dries had the kill, and now she just had the point on the serve.
Nicely done by Jada, who serves. Oh, it's a sinker going to the floor. Is Lange to get it back. Good block at the net by Fort Loramie. St. Henry sets it up near side, going cross court. Shot, yes, for Anna Seifring. Claire Wendell was there too, 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Don't forget high school football tonight, second round playoff game, Division 7 from Marion Local. Fort Loramie against the Flyers. Kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:25 on scoresbroadcast.com. Back set, St. Henry. Kill attempt on the play by Carly Winter. Gotten back to Fort Loramie and slammed home by Summer Hoyne.
Nice.
3-1, Fort Loramie in the lead. You simply never know in this game of volleyball. Momentum can shift, and it can stay shifted for a good 30, 45 minutes. You've got to win three sets to take it. Fort Loramie with another service miscue. And I tell you what, Chuck, overlapping two sets in the last 7 or 8 points, that's at least three service errors by Fort Loramie.
It absolutely is three. And then they had one that was called in and out, and they had a reserve.
Right. And Fort Loramie misfired on that one, ending that second set. St. Henry down 3-2 serving. Here is Fort Loramie, back set for Ava Shouldis. She one-hands it over. Here's a set far side for Whirling of St. Henry. She drives it up and over. Here's Ava Shouldis with a kill attempt. Blocked right back by St. Henry. Good for the point.
That was a wall. There was three girls right there. That ball was not going through.
Nope. Seifring, Winter, and Gels, all three up front. That is a mighty threesome. Tied at 3. Here's the run-up to serve of St. Henry. Heitkamp lurches forward to get it. 1, 2, 3 hits by St. Henry. The last to Fort Loramie's back line. Here's the set near side for Shouldis. Look out. Windmills at home. Pounded in by Shouldis on the spike. 4-3 Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie serving up a point. First two sets, mighty, mighty close. Biggest margin of difference in the first two sets was 3. Both earned by St. Henry. And here's St. Henry, 1, 2, 3 hits. Chloe Gels concludes the rally. And it's 4-4, point by Gels of St. Henry. She is excellent, coming off a tremendous regional semifinal match. Fort Loramie to the back line. Here's a back set right side, blocked right back by St. Henry. Little tip shot at the net by Fort Loramie. Good touch shot by Lange of St. Henry. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Back set, far side of the floor by Albers. Punched over by St. Henry. Returned by Burning of Fort Loramie. Then a kill by Shouldis. A kill by Shouldis. But it's ruled that Fort Loramie was in the net.
Wow.
Tough break, Fort Loramie. 5-4, St. Henry.
I guess they're closer than I am. That looked like an awfully good kill by Shouldis.
Here is Wendell on the serve for St. Henry, and Fort Loramie goes lunging after it on the hardwood. Great effort on the play by the Redskins of Fort Loramie, Brooke Holdhouse, but she couldn't make the recovery.
That's Carly Winter, and I'll tell you what, that was a dying swan that came across there.
6-4 lead. This time Winter didn't put the topspin on it, and it sailed. It rose a little bit off the end of the floor. 6-5, point Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie down 2 sets to none. Early on, third set. Regional championship volleyball D4. Fort Loramie serving down the right side of the court. St. Henry tip shot at the net. Blocked right back by Fort Loramie. Credit on the play to Katrina Burning,
yep,
I think.
It was.
Yep. Good effort by Burning to knock the count at 6. Serve, Fort Loramie. Brandewee pummels it to the back line. St. Henry set, near side of the floor. Chloe Gels, look out.
She's pretty good.
7-6, St. Henry up 1. It has been a very tight 2 sets plus. St. Henry winning but 2, and then St. Henry winning but 3. 26-24, 25-22. Whirling serving, Fort Loramie serve receive. some faking action by Fort Loramie. Hamish Shouldis wound up with a kill attempt. St. Henry wasn't fooled. St. Henry's Lange got it over. And it's a set at the net for a St. Henry teammate. Little drop shot. Gels wound it up again. Gels at the finish of that point. 8-6, St. Henry. Chloe Gels facing Henry versus Jackson Center. And she has sparkled again here today. Here's St. Henry serving. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Jada Dries down the right side. It's in the corner of the floor. It's ruled just out. Just out. By a little bit. No more than a couple of inches. And it's 9-6, St. Henry. 9-6, St. Henry in the lead. Up 2-0. Serving for St. Henry. It is winner. Fort Loramie going cross-court in a kill attempt by Shouldis. A sharp angle, and it is wide. It missed. Umpire says out by an eyelash. 10-6, St. Henry. Momentum, St. Henry. Fort Loramie's got to bring it to a halt. Here is the serve by St. Henry, and it is short. Fort Loramie will take it. 10-7. That breaks the spell by St. Henry, which had gone from a 6-6 tie to a 10-6 advantage. Ava Shouldis serving for Fort Loramie. It clips the net. St. Henry, oh, struggling to get it back up and over. Timing was off. They do, though. Fort Loramie, kill attempt, far side of the floor. It's good. Katrina Burning notches it.
Nice job. She pounded it right off the block, and it went out of bounds.
10-8. St. Henry but two. St. Henry has had very small leads of a point or two. Much of these first two sets plus. Here's a serve by Fort Loramie. Shouldis, and it's ruled in.
Yep.
Oh, it's on the back line.
St. Henry chose not to play it. I heard them both say out, and it was not.
Nope, the ball caught the very back edge of the stripe by a centimeter. It's ruled yes. 10-9. St. Henry's up one. Three straight before Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits before Fort Loramie. Kill attempt far side of the floor. And Fort Loramie's in the net.
Yep. That set put her so far to the right that she could not get the ball past the antenna.
Exactly. 11-9, St. Henry in the lead. St. Henry serving here. It is Buescher. Pummels that. Back line. Ava Shouldis. Fort Loramie. St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits. Oh, what a kill. Antenna this side of the floor. Claire Wendell. Fort Loramie simply could not gather the shot. A lot of clout behind it. 12-9. St. Henry in the lead. Up 2-0. Regional championship. Volleyball D4. Here's the serve by St. Henry. Down the far side. Ava Shouldis let it go. Looked it over. The official pointed and said, it's in. Timeout, Fort Loramie, St. Henry 13, Fort Loramie 9, St. Henry up 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around us. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are oh so popular. Terrific strip loin steak, only $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, Botkins, 303 North Main. Call 937-693-8271 to place your carryout. We bet you won't find better Meyer's in Botkins. St. Henry with a point. Fort Loramie with the point. After the Fort Loramie timeout, it's 14-10. Biggest lead there had been 5 at 14-9 in favor of St. Henry. Here is Fort Loramie serving. It's Heitkamp. Fort Loramie needs a run. Here's a shot by St. Henry's Seifring to the far side of the floor. Saved by Ava Schultes of Fort Loramie. Gotten back by St. Henry. Going cross court is Whirling. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. And it's a dandy. Wow. Jada Dries sneaked that one in. Left corner of the floor. A zone where there was no red-shirted St. Henry player. 14-11. St. Henry up 3, leading 2 sets to none. St. Henry back line, set middle of the floor for St. Henry's Claire Wendell, and she puts the clamps on that point. She hummed that one home, right between two Fort Loramie players, 15-11 in favor of St. Henry. Here is Lange on the serve. Fort Loramie shoveling it up and over. Good play by Dries. Far side of the court. Kill attempt by Wendell. Gotten back by Fort Loramie. St. Henry goes flying off the floor. What's been ruled? Infraction, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they went on the wrong side of the net.
Yeah.
That was a kill by Seifering, and Heitkamp made a heck of an effort, but he couldn't get to before it was out of bounds.
And what a play by Riley. Fine shot by Seifering of St. Henry to earn the point. 5-point advantage, St. Henry. Here is Fort Loramie, Summer Hoying at the net. She nestles one down the left side, but she flopped into the net while completing the shot. Point, St. Henry, 17-11. Biggest lead of the set and of the match. 6 points. Serve, St. Henry. Serve, St. Henry. Drops between a couple of Fort Loramie players. Fort Loramie shaking at the moment, down 7. 18-11, St. Henry, up 2 sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rishi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rishi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rishi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Bar at 2399 Rishi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to those sponsors with us for Fort Loramie games only. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And after the timeout, we've got a serve by St. Henry, mishandled by Fort Loramie. Redskins could not play it cleanly. And right now, Fort Loramie coming a bit unglued, behind by 8, 19-11 in the third, and what could be the deciding set. Here is Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which is a kill up at the net, and it's too strong. It's off the floor. St. Henry up 9, 20-11. This was an 11-9 match, a 9-2 run by St. Henry to go up by 9 points in the third set. Back set for Dries by Fort Loramie, and a missed block attempt by St. Henry. Good power move by Jada Dries, 20-12 in favor of St. Henry. 2 sets to none, St. Henry in the lead. Regional championship at stake and a berth in the state final four next Thursday at 4 at Wright State University. Fort Loramie serving, St. Henry retrieving. There's a block by Fort Loramie at the net. Summer Hoying is there. Skylar Albers is there. Point, Fort Loramie. 20-13, St. Henry. Serve down the right side by Fort Loramie. St. Henry with a set to the front line, and then a kill attempt much too hard.
Yeah, she had too much adrenaline going there.
20-14. Fort Loramie sneaks back within six, and St. Henry utilizes a timeout. We're in the third set, two sets to none, St. Henry. 20-14, St. Henry in set three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike, a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery by Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Rally underway right here. St. Henry leading 20-14, third set. Here's a hit by Schultes of Fort Loramie. It's toward the back line of St. Henry, over the heads of St. Henry players and out. 21-14, St. Henry. St. Henry, a 26-24 winner in the first set, a 25-22 winner in the second set. Widest margin in the first two sets, 3 points. Fort Loramie serve receive. Set near side, Summerhoing tries to push one in. St. Henry, good recovery. Middle of the floor, St. Henry, kill attempt on the play by Seifring. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Good point for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Nicely done on the front line there by Skylar Albers to make it 21-15. Fort Loramie needs a hot streak right here. St. Henry serve receive. Little push shot near side by St. Henry. It is blooped up and over on the play by Wendell. Fort Loramie, I think, commits an infraction as Fort Loramie touched the netting on the return. It was good, but a violation. 22-15. St. Henry up 7, 3 points from set and match points. Fort Loramie serve receive. Albers far right side. Brooke Holdhouse got it up and over. And then St. Henry with a great set near side of the floor. And the kill is a beauty.
Carly Winner, boy, that was a shot.
Carly Winner has been striking the ball extremely hard here today. Hard and down. That one had some diving action on it. No chance for Fort Loramie, which is down 8, 23-15. St. Henry serving. Fort Loramie serve, receive. Here's a set near side for Schultes. Schultes goes long with a shot. It clipped the line. It's good. 23-16 is the score. I may have forgotten to note on the air the previous St. Henry point and score when they scored it. 23-16. Fort Loramie down 7. Kill attempt at the net by Gels of St. Henry. Great block, Fort Loramie. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was
Burning.
Katrina Burning.
Yep, Katrina notched it. 23 for St. Henry, 17 for Fort Loramie. Here's the run-up and the serve by Fort Loramie. St. Henry set, middle of the floor. Gels, oh, she really delivers. A lot of power on that shot. St. Henry up 7. Set point, match point. 24-17, St. Henry, which took the first two sets, tries to make it a 3-0 victory here in the regional championship today. The serve is looped up and over. Fort Loramie alertly gets it back. Set for Schultes. St. Henry's Gales, far side of the floor, knocked up in the air by Fort Loramie. Set near side for Ava Schultes. Good recovery by St. Henry. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Near side for Ava Schultes. She goes cross court. She goes cross court and missed it by inches. And that's it. St. Henry with a brilliant performance here today, winning by scores of 25-22, 26-24, and 25-17. Actually, the initial set was 26-24, then 25-22, then 25-17. Fort Loramie with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors. Riley Heitkamp, Ava Shoulders, Kate Dries, Lauren Bergman, Brooke Holdhouse, Colleen Brandewey, Quinn Schultes, and Danny Barhorst. Boy, they'll be missed.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Outstanding players, a very good core of experience coming back for Fort Loramie, and a standout junior varsity squad as well. Fort Loramie winds up 25-7, losing three times this year to St. Henry. Wants to start the season, wants to end the season, the regular season, and here today at Fort Loramie's.
To end the season.
Yeah, Fort Loramie's final match of the tournament. A drop to St. Henry, which takes it in three straight. St. Henry, not to be denied, powerful front line. As we noted, Chuck, in the pregame, it was imperative for Fort Loramie to win that first set, if not the first one, the second one.
Well, definitely. I think they needed to win the first one because they were 0-5, and it came right down to 2 points, 26-24. And even though they played well in the second set, once they lost that, you could see their heads were not up. Their chins were down,
yep.
and it was just a matter of time.
First two sets, extremely tight. Biggest margin of difference in the first two sets, 3 points. St. Henry had a couple of three-point leads. They wound up winning the second set but three after winning the first set but two. And they cruised pretty much in the third set, 25-17, to advance to a state semifinal against either Monroeville or Wellsville next Thursday at 4 at Wright State University. You know, drywall is done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Also in Anna, Stephen Tedds, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Tedds in 2002, quickly building a superb reputation, offering quality products at great prices. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Tedds, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 628-2645. Stephen Tedds, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. But Chuck, if we were to pick a couple of Clancy's winners here today for this regional championship match, how many would you give out?
Well, if you go to St. Henry, it would be Chloe Gels, it would be Claire Wendell, it would be Carly Winter, and be Brianna Seifrin.
Okay.
So they all get a meal. Go to the other side, got to go with Heitkamp. Ava Shoulders had a good game. Jada Dries had a good game. Let's see. Katrina Burning had a nice game, so
yes.
that would be the ones on that side for me.
Clancy's in Sydney on Walpock Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's.
Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back here to Northmont High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee as we close out this broadcast of volleyball here today. D4 regional championship won by St. Henry, winning 26-24, 25-22, 25-17 over Fort Loramie. The first two sets thrilling. Fort Loramie had chances, nip and tuck right down to the wire. Fort Loramie just could not notch those couple of big points in a row. Once the first two sets got into the 20s, it was St. Henry which earned the big points at the conclusion of those first two sets. St. Henry plays Saturday, or I should say Thursday, at 4 at Wright State in a state semifinal against Monroeville or Wellsville. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today included American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us for Fort Loramie Games exclusively. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Don't forget, high school football tonight, Division 7 playoff second round, regional quarterfinals, Fort Loramie at Marion Local, kickoff at 7. We've got the pregame for you at 6:25 p.m., just about 3 hours or so from now. So join us tonight. If you can't get to the game, may not be a seat, could be sold out. Join us on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. For our online audience today, thanks so much for joining us for volleyball action here at Northmont. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from Northmont, where St. Henry, in stirring fashion, has won the D4 Regional Volleyball Championship, beating the Fort Loramie Redskins in three straight sets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.